Hello again, folks. Sorry, last boo for a long time, I promise. Unless something absolutely mind-blowingly, tremendously, earth-shatteringly amazing should take place in the life of Gwen Tlian. But I thought really that I should clarify something that I mentioned at the end of my last boo because, well, somebody was waffling on probably about extraneous things and it didn't get clarified. So yes, I had this seizure at the end of the potluck dinner that took place at my church last night, and apparently I said some very funny things. Funny odd. Because when one has a seizure of the type that I experience, one tends to lose control of one's faculties, and one cannot rationalize things properly. So sometimes people who have seizures say some really weird things. Funnily enough, my friend Kim actually is epileptic, and she has seizures as well. My seizures are a bit different from hers, but it's kind of nice that we're such good friends because we can help each other through them. And thank God the things that I said last night ended up going to her ears only. My friend Jean may also possibly have heard, but I don't care if she did. I just wouldn't want other people to misconstrue what was going on and think I was a total loony. Because even though I may say or do odd things, it's just a seizure and it's nothing really to worry about. But I have to laugh at myself in retrospect because, yeah, last night I apparently said some very odd things indeed because I was having some kind of weird hallucinatory effects caused by the seizure. So I said... I still think this is hilarious! Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I have a warped sense of humor. I don't know. I said something about there being a procession of penguins marching to Toronto. I didn't put it in such a coherent way, but that was the gist of how it came, you know, that was the gist of what I ended up saying. And then I said, oh, but now they're all turning into salt shakers. Because I think what happened was that I kind of in my mind's eye had this, for lack of a better word, I'll say image. I can't see, but that's the only term I can really think of. During this seizure, in my mind's eye, I had this image of this procession of penguins, feathery penguins, marching along. God knows why I said they were going to Toronto, but I did. Maybe they were going to play hockey at the Air Canada Centre. So then, I saw them all turning from feathery penguins into these ceramic salt shakers. And I wasn't really in control of my faculties enough to prevent myself from saying what I was experiencing to Kim. So I'm wishing I hadn't actually said that in public, but again, like, I'm hoping that nobody else actually heard me. I don't think so. Now, mind you, unfortunately, they did have to know that I was having a seizure because I got really spacey and incoherent and inarticulate after that, and I wasn't able to talk to people who were asking me questions. And I felt really badly because I didn't want people to worry unduly. I mean, it was a seizure, yes, it was rather unpleasant, yes, but nothing out of the ordinary for me. So I actually sent a couple emails last night just to say, you know, don't worry, folks, rest assured. I emailed a couple of the people that knew I was having a seizure, and I don't think everybody did, but a few people certainly did. Because I ended up having to try to express that to them, because I sort of knew I was being spoken to, but I didn't know what was being said, and so I had to try and tell these people. And it sort of came out like, I seizure, I no talk. You know, I was trying to say, I'm sorry, I'm having a seizure, I can't talk to you right now, I can't hear you right now. But of course it wouldn't come out straight. And then of course that made people get really worried. So that's why last night I emailed a couple people and I said, don't worry, this is not anything unusual for me. when I have a seizure, I just lose control of my faculties a lot and cannot articulate myself properly. But when I feel better afterward, when the seizure is over, I'm fine. And it doesn't cause any damage or present any real difficulty other than, you know, just having to endure the unpleasantness of the seizure itself and some of the after effects, which can be rather unpleasant. Like, I get kind of shaky and tired and headachy and trembly sometimes after I've had a seizure, but it's not really a big deal. Like, not for me, not anymore. But, you know, people don't realize that. So, oh, what an inopportune time to have a seizure, I tell ya. And like I said, I'm just hoping to God that nobody heard my weird, ridiculous remarks. If I had been fully compos mentis at the time, I obviously wouldn't have said them. But alas, that is sometimes what a seizure will do to somebody. They'll just cause one's mental state to go right out the window. One's ordinary state of mental well-being. But anyway, the seizure lasted for about, I think, 20 minutes, but then after that I was okay again, and eventually I was able to participate in the book club discussion, which, as usual with my church, was very thought-provoking and engaging. We have a really good group of people, and the nice thing is that even if we disagree, which we do from time to time, we're all very nice about it, and nobody makes anyone else feel belittled or unwelcome. So it turned out to be a really good night after all, despite the stupid seizure. Now, the other thing I have to tell you folks is that I am becoming more and more firmly convinced by the day that my friend Kim is telepathic. That may sound strange, but I have reason for thinking this. Okay, so yesterday afternoon, before she left my place, I hid a can of nuts in her backpack just as a surprise for her to take home in recompense for all her help. And I just wanted her to discover it when she got home and be surprised by it, so I didn't tell her. So we got to the book club, and there was a lull in the proceedings. And during that lull, Kim told me about this dream she had the night before that I had hidden a can of trick nuts in her bag. Now, a can of trick nuts is a can that actually looks like it has mixed nuts in it, but when you open the can, a big crepe paper snake pops out. So when she told me this dream, I was sitting there trying to contain myself and prevent myself from bursting out laughing because, of course, I really had hidden a can of nuts in her bag. Not half an hour before. So when she got home and found it, of course she had to call me, and then we had a really good laugh. Okay, so then, just as I was talking about how helpful she had been in my last boo, she called me. And then she told me that the same thing happened today with another friend of hers. This friend had been talking about her right when Kim called. So I'm beginning to wonder if Kim has some sort of telepathic abilities, some sort of latent telepathy that nobody had been aware of. Because that can of nuts thing was so strange. Anyway, folks, I've taken up far too much of your time. I'm really done now, I promise. I shall end this now and speak to you hopefully much later.